Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday, a citizen called the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office and reported a man walked out of a wooded area saying he had just been stabbed. Deputies and medical responded to Pinecrest Court in Eureka. They met with the citizen and the stabbing victim. The man had been stabbed in the ear, neck, shoulder blade, and side, but refused to cooperate with deputies. He didn't wish to give a statement about what happened. Deputies determined that he had been stabbed in the nearby mobile home park at 525 Herrick Avenue. They searched the mobile home and surrounding area for a suspect or witnesses. Based on witness statements, deputies believe they know which mobile home the stabbing occurred in. However, no one could or would provide information. The victim was expected to be treated and released from the hospital. Anyone with information, you're asked to contact the sheriff's office. A deadly hit-and-run accident involving a car and three joggers happened yesterday morning. Reporter Dan Squire with the details.
The California Highway Patrol responded to a deadly hit-and-run collision on Myrtle Avenue south of Ole Hansen Road. Officers found three women who had been hit by a hit-and-run driver. Two of the women, 50-year-old Terry Vroman Little of Eureka and 41-year-old Jessica Hunt of Eureka, suffered major injuries and were transported to the hospital. A third victim, whose identity has not been released, was pronounced dead at the scene, succumbing to the injuries she suffered. Additionally, one of the joggers' dog was killed during the collision as well. The three victims were running northbound on Myrtle Avenue on the western side of the road when the driver of a 2005 Kia Spectra ran them down and then fled the scene. Eureka police found the suspect's vehicle abandoned on California Street in Eureka later in the morning. The roadway was closed down for 4 hours as officers investigated the scene, and the CHP says it has several possible leads as to the identity of the driver that are being investigated.
Thank you, Dan. 10:30 yesterday morning, a California Highway Patrol officer conducting a follow-up investigation arrived at a residence on Little Moon Lane and found a deceased female in the residence. Sheriff's detectives and Hoopaw Tribal Police were dispatched to the scene. They took over the investigation. A search warrant was obtained yesterday afternoon so that detectives could enter the residence, and more information will be released as it becomes available. Anyone with information about the woman is asked to contact the sheriff's office. A busy day yesterday for sheriff's deputies as they're searching for a state parolee, Jerry Correa, a 29-year-old county jail inmate who walked away from a work crew along Highway 299 yesterday. Correa, who was serving a 120-day sentence for a parole violation, was assigned to a Caltrans work crew working near Milepost 26 when he fled on foot. He's from Reading. He was convicted of burglary and was on parole for the conviction when he was arrested for the violation. Correa is described as a Native American man, 5'9", 200 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. A statewide Be on the Lookout alert has been issued. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
An ad hoc committee formed to continue discussion on the state of the North Coast Rail Authority's rail corridor and any possible improvements to the rail bed will meet this morning at 10 o'clock in Eureka City Council Chambers. The three-man ad hoc committee consists of Supervisor Cliff Clendenin, Mendocino County Supervisor John McCohen, and Bill Keir of Blue Lake. This will be the first of three meetings scheduled by the committee, and they will provide an overview on the state of the rail corridor and what will need to be done to secure its future, Cliff Clendenin explains.
Look at the resumption of rail service and what timelines and possibilities are out there.
The other two meetings are scheduled for October 12th and the 26th. The county tax collector is at it again. He's mailed out more than 66,000 property tax bills to property owners. The first installments are due by November 1st, and they're considered late if not received by December 10th. Property owners who purchase property after September 1st should contact the previous owner for the tax bill, and if you do not receive your tax bill by October 12th, you're encouraged to contact the tax collector's office immediately, because a failure to receive a bill does not excuse late fees and penalties. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.